everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
You know her as Monica from the mega hit series Touched by an Angel that aired on CBS for close to 10 years, literally touching millions around the world with the hope that is found in garnering a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, with husband filmmaker and producer Mark Burnett, creator of the mega successful Survivor, The Voice, and Shark Tank television series, Roma and Mark take their collaborative talents to the big screen in producing and acting in a film that is taking Hollywood and America by storm. That film, Son of God, based on the 10-week epic miniseries called The Bible, also produced by this husband and wife team, which aired on the History Channel to record-breaking numbers and with a viewership of over 100 million and counting. Son of God is slated to do no less, as it depicts the life of Jesus from birth to crucifixion and ultimate glorious resurrection. Not since The Passion of the Christ or even Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments has the viewer been so moved in the watching of a film. But before we get to all of this in part one of our two-part conversation today, our next guest is going to tell you the story you haven't heard, her own, and why you may hear her say more than once, quote, "I have loved Jesus my whole life." Would you welcome to Testimony a great honor indeed, Emmy Award-winning actress, producer, author, and founder and executive producer of Lightworks Media, the amazing Roma Downey. Roma, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, Roma, I know you've made time in your incredulously busy schedule, and as a reminder, we briefly met at this year's NRB in Nashville, where at a press conference you made a statement that stuck out to me above all others, and that statement I alluded to earlier was, quote, "I've loved Jesus my whole life." Would you tell our listeners, Roma, for this segment today, how you came to faith in Jesus Christ? Roma, please tell us your story.
I was born and raised in Ireland. I was the youngest of six children, and my father was a school teacher, and my mother was a homemaker, and we, you know, had a very interesting childhood, because I grew up in the north of Ireland, and I grew up at a time that has become known in the history books as the Troubles. And there was some great political tension in my hometown, and the tapestry of my childhood was colored with a lot of violent images and a lot of very scary things. You know, as a child, to be coming home from school, to be having to duck down behind cars because we got caught in gun battles, or having to quickly evacuate shops in the center of town because there were bomb scares, only to end up in massive explosions and so on. We were a Christian home, in which prayer was very much a part of our lives. And you know, some of my fondest and earliest memories are of being a small child and sitting on my father's knee as he prayed with us or read scripture aloud to us. But the most heartbreaking thing in my childhood was that my mother died when I was just 10 years of age. Hmm. And I think that the trauma of that great loss threw me into such a it threw what had been a happy and bright home into a dark and sad home. And I would come home from school, where normally she would be there to greet us, and we'd have a fire roaring in the hearth. We suddenly had to get the key from the woman next door. My father, of course, was still at work, and we would let ourselves into a dark home with no fire in the hearth. And so the before and the after was very dramatic. And it was around that time for me that I was just so grateful to the love and the light that that I found in through prayer with Jesus. I can only tell you, if it hadn't been for the loving embrace of Jesus in those first few years, I don't know how I or any of us would have made it through. So, you know, I remember somebody shared with me many, many years ago that lovely little prayer about the footprints in the sand. I'm sure you know the one. And where you're reminded that in those tough times in your life, that you don't walk alone, because those are the times that the Lord carries you. And it was really, you know, just a beautiful deepening of my faith that has carried me through my whole life. And I'm so grateful. I've tried to live my life as best I can to glorify God and to take the gifts that He's given me, and it's been unusual, I think, for somebody in the business of show to really be able to combine what they love to do with what they believe. And yet I've had such I've been so blessed that for the last 20-25 years I've been able to do exactly that. I've been able to take the work that I do as an actress and as a producer and be part of shows that that spread His love and His light. You know, you mentioned we have a company, my husband and I, called Lightworkers Media. And, of course, it's inspired by John 8:12, where Jesus says, "I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And, you know, I have felt that light shine in my own walk. And I have wanted to, through my work, to be able to shine that light so that other people would feel it and understand it, particularly people maybe that have had no experience of our scripture, no experience of going to church. And I think that's one of the beauties of what we do in media, that we have the potential to reach out across the world and bring bring the gospel to people maybe who may never otherwise have heard it.
And you have done that so beautifully. What I'm amazed in hearing your story, Roma, which I have never heard before, was instead of becoming bitter against God when your mother died at the age of 10 for you, you pressed in. What made you press into God? And did you at any time blame Him or ask questions of God why?
No, I think probably there was a period of time when I blamed my mother, which of course makes no sense, but you know, I think grief brings up all kinds of emotions in us, and particularly as a child. My mother dropped dead. She had not been sick. She was a young woman, seemingly a young, healthy woman, and so that she collapsed with a heart attack, I think, was such a surprise to everybody. I know that there were certain times in my life where I had thought, you know, that if I had been more, this is the confusion of the child, I think, that if I somehow had been more, if I had been a better daughter, if I had been more lovable, if I had been somehow more in some way, that surely she could not have left me, you know, that somehow I was to blame. And I know there was a few years, I'm sure, where I was bouncing around between feeling inadequate because of the loss or blaming her for leaving me, that sense of abandonment. But I have to say that in all of that, I never felt abandoned. by God, and it was in God that I found comfort. I found it in the stillness and in the quiet, and in the very things that were so lonely in my house afterward. I heard him. I heard him speak to me. I heard him speak in my heart. I heard him as a whisper of comfort, and you know, and it's still that still quiet inner voice that I hear today. You know, when we have a friend, a pastor, Rick Warren, who has a church here in Orange County in California at Saddleback, and he often jokes with us that the most dangerous prayer you can pray in your life is "Use me." Because you know, he might just do that, and you have to be ready to step up boldly and to step out on his behalf. Curiously, I think that the very thing perhaps that sharpened me then, this desire to try and somehow be better, if I had been a better daughter or a better girl in some way, always encouraged me, I think, to strive to be the best version of myself. And, you know, I can look back on that time now with the wisdom of being a mature grown-up and think, you know, well, even though it was born out of a traumatic loss, I think that it helped to inspire in me the best qualities. And you know, it's curious that the role that I ended up playing that became a defining role for me and a star-making role for me was to play the angel Monica for so many years on Touched by an Angel, which really required me finding within myself the best parts of myself to be able to portray this angel of God.
Roma, you are a multiple Emmy-nominated and Golden Globe-nominated actress. Clearly, Roma, your role as an actress, as you have been sharing, seems to have been carved out in the big plan of God, and then the incredible Touched by an Angel for 9 seasons.
As I mentioned, the year that I got cast to play Monica in Touched by an Angel, it was such a joy to receive a script that combined, that had a message at its essence always, a very simple message that there is a God, that he loves you, and that he wants to be a part of your life. And it was such a privilege for me to be the messenger. And for 9.5 years, with an average of 20 million people watching each week, I got to deliver that message. That God loves you was always a central theme. And, you know, to this day I run into people who say that it was exactly the thing they needed to hear at the exact moment they needed to hear it. We prayed before every episode that the Holy Spirit would come down through us and come out and in through the camera and that it would touch people. I really believe that there was the presence of grace on that show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to actress, producer, and founder of Lightworks Media, Roma Downey, producer of the blockbuster Son of God movie out in theaters. Roma, thank you for being with us on this segment of Testimony. We look forward to having you back with us next week. God bless you.
Thank you so much, and God bless you too.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. Last week, you heard the amazing story of one woman's journey to faith in Jesus Christ and a stellar career that is not only touching lives on screen and in print, but in actuality with her blockbuster miniseries, The Bible, and just recently released on the big screen, adaptation of that miniseries, the movie, Son of God. now touching more millions around the world, across this nation. Would you welcome back to Testimony, a great honor indeed, actress Roma Downey. Roma, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Roma, you do not need a moderator. You are great all on your own, as evidenced by our first segment and the sharing of your story. You speak beautifully, you write beautifully, and the movie that you and husband and co-producer Mark Burnett have put together, Son of God, is astounding and is having astounding results in theaters all across this nation. Would you recap for our listener how you came to write the Bible, the epic miniseries that aired for 10 weeks on the History Channel, making history with over 100 million viewers worldwide, and then Son of God, which arguably is one of the best movies made, Roma, on the life of Jesus in decades. Roma, please tell us more.
Well, you know, the Bible series was a calling. It was a labor of love, and it was born out of prayer. And my husband and I decided to do it together with our company, and we did it on History Channel. We did 10 hours from Genesis through Revelation. There were 5 hours Old Testament, 5 hours New Testament. And I think that, you know, there were a lot of people who were surprised when they heard we were making the Bible for television. There were a lot of cynical people who thought that we were fools and that no one would want to watch, that no one would show up. And, of course, it was fantastic that so many people showed up and so many hearts were opened by it. We filmed the entire series on location in Morocco. And while we were filming the Jesus narrative and we were watching the dailies on the big screen, as a performance of Diogo Morgado, the beautiful Portuguese actor we had hired to play Jesus, started to unfold, I said to Mark, I wish we'd be making a feature film because this is extraordinary. So while we were there and then, we decided to shoot additional footage, always with the plan of creating an edited version that would tell the story in a standalone presentation. And that's what Son of God became. It's a 2-hour, 15 journey, beginning with the nativity and the birth of Jesus. And it follows through his mission and his ministry, and of course his death, but his resurrection and the ascension, and it ends on the Great Commission, and it has opened here in the States just a few weeks ago to fantastic numbers. It's the second biggest opening of a Christian movie after Passion of the Christ, and we are just thrilled with the success of it, yes, but what we're thrilled about is the responses that we're having and the feedback we're having from people who either have discovered Jesus for the first time and fallen in love with him, or who have rediscovered and fallen in love with him all over again, and it has created a kind of a reawakening in their faith. But it's been just beautiful to hear the feedback from across the country.
And it is a beautiful film. Beautifully done. You portray Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the film. And my question for you is, did your 9 series of Touched by an Angel, 9 seasons rather, prepare you in some way to play Mary? Or, Roma, what did you have to do personally to bring her character to life like none other I have ever seen and so beautifully portrayed?
Oh, well, thank you so much. You know, it was such a privilege to be able to step into the role. You know, I have loved Jesus for so long. I'd never really fully considered, though, what his mother must have been going through or must have experienced, because we know that she was the mother of the Son of God, but she was also the mother of a son. And I am a mother myself, so all I really knew to do was to bring a mother's heart to the role, to see through a mother's eyes, to feel through a mother's heart. You can only imagine it must have been unbearable to have to stand at the foot of the cross and watch your own child so brutally murdered in such a way. And yet I think she stands there as as an inspiration to all of us, because she really had the ultimate faith and the ultimate trust in God. She said yes to God when she was called. And she really said yes again by her presence at the cross. And we know that Jesus only said 7 things from the cross, and yet one of those things, he took time to love his mother, to make sure that she was taken care of, which of course says so much about him. It's a small role in the movie, but a deeply meaningful role, and it was a very emotional shoot for all of us, for Diogo, for the other actors in the scene to get through the passion. But of course, the beauty of the movie and the beauty of our story as Christians is that our story doesn't end with the death of Jesus. Really, it's just the beginning, and the film so beautifully portrays the resurrection of Jesus, and then ends with the Great Commission to go out into the world and to spread the good news. And really, that was the intention in making this film. I was interviewed during the course of the promotion for the film, and somebody asked me if I had a hidden agenda to evangelize through the film, and I said, not at all. There's no hidden agenda. It's not at all hidden. I do hope to evangelize through the movie. It is my hope and my prayer that this film goes out and just, it brings home the lost.
Exactly.
And that it saves souls and for eternity. And, if it did that for just one person, quite frankly, it would be a huge success.
And what I want our listeners to know, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to actress, executive producer of the phenomenal blockbuster Son of God and the epic 10-week miniseries, The Bible, Roma Downey. What struck me and is striking me about this movie is that it seems to be created to plant the seed, Roma, and let the viewer make the decision. So, in your effort on screen and off, I've been told that you are busing those that may not be able to afford to see the movie to go and see this movie, and then pastors and whomever.
There was an extraordinary grassroots outreach here in the States where pastors and faith leaders across all denominations, I have to add, it really brought together the Christian body into the body of Christ in support for the film, and schools, youth groups, groups of elderly. We've been trying to make it available across the country, and encouraging people of faith to come to it, but to bring a friend with them, maybe somebody whose faith has gone to sleep, or somebody who doesn't know the Lord. Sometimes it's hard to invite somebody to church, or sometimes it's hard to suggest to somebody who doesn't believe to read Scripture.
Right.
But it's very easy to ask somebody to go see a film. It's only a 2-hour movie. Obviously, we can't, it couldn't include all of the stories, all of the parables. But it's a great invitation. It's a great introduction. It gives you an opportunity to fall in love with Jesus, to understand that he came for us. There can be no doubt in watching this film that you sit there feeling absolutely loved. It is a great love story. He loved us so much, he sends Jesus for us, and Jesus comes to bring us home.
And that is the key word, love. Anyone viewing this movie has to come away with that feeling. I know that I did, no matter what walk of life, ethnicity, background, upbringing, the central message of the cross of Christ and Jesus and who he was and is today encapsulates us all, those willing to receive him as Lord and Savior. I know you have, Roma, and I know that many different faiths, not just the Christian faith, are flocking to this movie. Muslims who have never heard of Jesus are giving their lives to Christ. Why? Because the power of the message, the power of the word, beautifully portrayed on film, and the music in this film is gorgeous. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The music is extraordinary. You know, it's Hans Zimmer who created some of the most amazing film scores ever, from Gladiator and Dark Knight, and he, along with Lorne Balfe, have created a beautiful, evocative score using the vocals of Lisa Gerrard. Lisa brings in this sort of wonderful, haunting sound. It reaches deep inside of you and you know, opens the heart. I know from my years of being a storyteller and delivering story that when you can open the heart, you know, then grace can move in. And so our job was to present the story of our Savior in a way with this beautiful music that would open people's hearts, and from that state then lives can be changed and souls can be saved. But it's an extraordinary film score, and the movie is big, it's epic, it's a big sweeping movie. You know, it's not some old Donkeys and Sandals experience,
right,
where everybody looks like they just stepped out of the dry cleaners, you know. It's not that. This is a big motion picture. It has great special effects. It has amazing performances from a large international cast, great dazzling locations. I mean, it's a big film, and the score needed to be big, and Hans Zimmer has done that. It's beautiful. It's absolutely a beautiful piece of music.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to actress, author, filmmaker, producer, and executive producer of the phenomenal Son of God movie. You can learn more about Son of God by going to www.sonofgodresources.com or check out Lightworks Media, Roma Downey, Mark Burnett, Take a Friend, buy out a movie theater, get behind this movie that is changing lives now and for eternity. Roma, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you are doing for all Christians everywhere and non-believers in bringing Jesus to the screen in a magnificent way from someone who is authentic in her walk and in her love for the Lord. God bless you, Roma.
Thank you so much.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.